Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday night. Well, actually, it is now Tuesday morning. And this is a very special midnight edition of Matt Chat. It is midnight on the East Coast. It is 9 p.m. on the West Coast. And I'm going to talk about Monday Night Raw, which I swear I've seen that episode before. Just in a different order. Tonight really felt like they edited an old episode of Raw and put it in a different order. We saw Baron Corbin versus Finn Balor for the 513th time. We saw Seth Rollins versus Dolph Ziggler for the 805th time. And we saw Ember Moon versus Alicia Fox, which I'm sure that match has probably happened a dozen times by now. But yeah, it just really felt like, and it really feels like, they're not trying anymore. It really does. It feels like WWE Creative isn't even trying anymore. And it's starting to get really old. I'm a diehard fan, and honestly, it's getting harder and harder to watch. Anymore, I basically watch it so that I have something to talk about on my show. And that's not good. Because most of the talking I do is negative. They did the horrible doctor segments with Dean Ambrose, which those were just really bad. The hospital segment with Braun Strowman I thought was good to further that storyline, even though I know that his elbow is not a storyline and he actually is having surgery. And of course, Baron Corbin made the stipulation that if Braun Strowman doesn't show up for his match, then he forfeits and Baron Corbin becomes permanent general manager. Well, I think Braun Strowman will appoint somebody to take his place, and I think that somebody will be Bray Wyatt. Because Bray Wyatt recently returned to action after several months on the shelf with nothing to do. And I think now that he's back, I think they'll put him back with Braun Strowman as a new face Wyatt family. I just think that Raw has gotten very bad and very repetitive over the last several months. And I want to talk about a blog post I wrote today. And you can find my blog post on Blogger under Ace Diamond's blog, on Ace Diamond's wrestling blog. I wrote a post about what WWE can do to make their product better. And it's really simple. Instead of going out and hiring all these indie darling guys who are bound to cost a ton of money, use the guys you have now better, and the product will improve without you having to spend a whole lot of money. Then, when you start making money again, even though I know they're not losing money, even though their stock has been up and down and up and down lately, when you start making more money, you can go out and sign these guys again. The timing of this announcement was kind of comical because I posted the blog post and not 5 minutes later I saw an article that said WWE had signed Walter. Now, for those of you who do not know, Walter is basically an Austrian Lars Sullivan. He is a great big bear of a man who loves to chop people. And I've never seen him wrestle, so I don't know how good or bad he is. I will reserve judgment until I see him wrestle. I could YouTube him, I'm sure. And I might, just so I have something to talk about on Wednesday. But it wasn't 10 minutes after I posted that blog that I had seen that WWE had signed Walter. And to me, that is completely counterproductive because they have guys and girls on the roster that don't get used. Or get used horribly. Here's a prime example. Saturday night, Dana Brooke teamed with Ember Moon, Bailey, and Sasha to take on Nia Jax, Mickie James, Tamina, and Alicia Fox. Tonight, just 2 days later, Dana Brooke and I honestly don't remember who, Mickie James, and I don't remember who the third person was, attacked Bailey and Sasha. Now, and this is a problem that I've seen with, they've done it with Nia Jax, they've done it with the Big Show. Big Show's the one that's probably the most famous for doing this. They've done it with Kane. They flip these people back and forth from babyface to heel so many times that people completely lose interest. And it's just that's the reason why people have lost interest, because you flip these people back and forth so many times. But it's like, who cares? We don't know how to react to these people, so we're just not going to react to them anymore. And that's why people ask for their release, because they're not getting a reaction. They know it's bad for their brand, if you want to call it that. That's kind of my favorite buzzword these days. WWE's booking. I don't know that they understand their booking. It's not consistent. It doesn't make a bit of sense. And that's why fans are turning off the product. They switched to NXT because NXT, they actually do things right. You've got Shawn Michaels and Triple H, who are heads of creative for NXT, and they know what they're doing. The creative people for Raw and SmackDown, unfortunately, don't. And the sad part is, you've got guys like the Road Dogg, Paul Heyman, Jamie Noble. I don't know who all's on the creative staffs of each show, but you got guys that know what the hell they're doing in the business. And people don't think to pick their brains, especially Paul Heyman. Heyman was the head of creative for SmackDown, and I think SmackDown's absolute peak. And I think it would be best for SmackDown if Paul Heyman was head of creative for SmackDown again. And honestly, if he could do both shows, I would say have him be head of creative for both shows. But that's not possible. You can't stretch anybody that thin. But I just don't know. I'm nearly at the end of my rope for WWE. I may cancel the network and go back to New Japan World, and it would save $2 a month, or roughly $2 a month. I think it's actually $1.12. I think it's $8.88 is what $9.99 yen works out to. But I'm strongly considering canceling the network and going to back to New Japan World before Wrestle Kingdom, which is on my birthday, and just giving up on WWE. But that's my rant. That's my show for tonight. I want to thank the King of the Jungle, Kimba, for being on the show last night. We got cut off before I could thank him, and I want to thank Miss Callie for that interview, and that's all the time we have. I'll be back Wednesday night, 11:30. Have a good night, everybody.